Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Crumlin Road Jail in North Belfast is now a popular tourist venue. It closed its doors as a working jail more than a decade ago, but when the war started in 1914, suffragettes were imprisoned here for militant acts in their fight to get votes for women. All were members of the Women's Social and Political Union, the WSPU, led by Emmeline Pankhurst. Dr. Margaret Ward has studied the suffrage movement in Ireland and how it was affected by the outbreak of war.
We're in a cell in Crumlin Road Jail, a very small and very cold cell with very little in it and a high window that you can't see anything out of. Just before the war started, there were four women. There was Dorothy Carson, there was Joan Wickham, there was Dorothy Evans, and there was Lillian Metcher from Lisburn, all of whom were here on charges of having tried to blow up Lisburn Cathedral.
Belfast Newsletter, 2nd of August 1914. The suffragette militancy came to an explosive climax in Ulster when a bomb exploded at Lisburn's ancient cathedral. A hole 4 feet deep was blown at the chancel end, while strewn about were pieces of masonry and fragments of glass from the stained glass window.
In the few months before the First World War, violence escalated in terms of militancy. In the north, militancy really begins in April as the Ulster suffragettes attack the Ulster Unionists, who had promised them a vote in a provisional government and had then withdrawn the promise. So golf clubs, race courses, institutions associated with male enjoyment and also with male power, churches as well, were all attacked by the suffrage movement.
10th of April. The latest suffragist outrage is the destruction of the stately County Antrim mansion, Orleans. Postcards bearing the following were fined: "Justice and fair play for women, or militancy must forge ahead." May 1914. The Cayville Bowling and Tennis Club was destroyed by fire. Only the brick foundations remain.
Women prisoners who came to Crumlin Road Jail went immediately on hunger and thirst strike. That was standard practice by this stage. You had very little contact with the outside world. And they were also on thirst strike, which I think would be even more difficult, quite unbearable. The four suffrage prisoners in Crumlin Road Jail are still there as war is declared. And it's interesting because what happens in England is Christabel Pankhurst immediately stops all suffrage activity, says the suffragette movement will be at the disposal of the government, they'll support the government in the war effort, to the absolute consternation of many women who don't feel the suffrage cause has been won, and a lot of them don't support the war effort. Now, the suffrage movement splits in a sense over that. Some do and some don't, and some might support it in some ways and not in others. But in Belfast, the women are still, they have been sent for trial to the Antrim Assizes the next session, but that won't happen until after the summer. And two of them, Dorothy Carson and Joan Wickham, send out a statement from Crumlin Road Jail to say that they would support the war effort, and if they were released now without injury, that they would not engage in any further suffrage activities. Dorothy Evans doesn't put out any statement because she doesn't support the war effort. You can see very much a change happening, so that all of the women who had joined the WSPU in such excitement at the beginning of the year Some of them are trying to keep on suffrage activities for the autumn. You know, the war starts in August. Well, we're talking now about September and October. Elizabeth Priestley McCracken writes to Margaret McCubry, another great suffrage figure in the North, saying it's dreadfully difficult to get women to concentrate on anything. They all seem to be wanting to knit socks or sew shirts for the soldiers. One of the main figures to really stand up and speak out against the war was Margaret McCubry. She was married to a trade unionist and they lived off the Ormer Road. And as the war starts, Margaret McCubry becomes increasingly active in the anti-war movement. She's still trying to keep suffrage alive in Belfast. And she talks about the fact that for men, the giving of birth is something that is fun, whereas for women, the actual giving of birth is something that it's pain, it's blood, it's anxiety. So she says that marks the difference between the sexes when it comes to war. She said if a woman is looking down on a battlefield, what she will see is not German or English or French men. What she'll see is every mother's son.
Crumlin Road Jail in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.